This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott. For any parents out there, it's an all-too-familiar scenario. You're trying to coax your child into eating something like Brussels sprouts, broccoli. Your argument might sound something like this. It's good for you. It will make you strong. Or when I'm trying to get my 2.5-year-old son to eat, vegetables give you superpowers. Well, back away from the dinner table, recent research from the Kellogg School of Marketing shows that telling kids that the food they're eating is good for them actually makes them less likely to eat it. Michal Maimaran was part of the team that conducted the research, and she joins us now to discuss her findings. Michal, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to talk about my research.
As I mentioned, I have a 2.5-year-old. Have I caused him irreparable damage by telling him broccoli is going to make him stronger, or does this research only apply to a certain age range?
Well, I wouldn't want to think that you've already caused damage that cannot be repaired. Probably your son already has formed some associations that you try to convince him to eat the vegetables and the food that is less tasty. But I think that even at the age of 2, if we as parents stop convincing our children to eat and simply serve them the food, as my research suggests, it should have good results. And as a mom of 3 young kids myself, I have a 7-year-old, 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old, I also stopped telling my kids why they should eat certain foods. And recently, I actually noticed that my 4-year-old, he just spontaneously says, "Look, mommy, how strong I am," without me telling him anything after he ate his vegetables or salad.
Oh, that's just adorable.
Thanks.
Can you tell us about the Wheat Thin experiment?
Sure. So this was, I think, the first experiment that we actually ran. We had about 60 kids participate in this experiment. Each child did the session individually. And what we did, we read each child a short story about a girl named Tara that likes to eat Wheat-Thins crackers before she goes out and play. Some of the kids learned that Tara felt strong and healthy after eating the crackers. Some of the kids learned that Tara thinks the crackers were yummy, and some of the kids did not learn anything about the crackers. And then we offered all the kids to eat some Wheat-Thins crackers. We had a bowl with 15 crackers, and we find big differences in how much kids actually ate depending on what story they heard. So when they heard that Tara thinks the crackers made her strong and healthy, children ate on average 3 crackers out of the 15. When we told them that Tara thought the crackers were yummy, children ate on average 7 crackers. But when we told them nothing about the crackers, whether they're yummy or make them strong, anything, kids ate the most. They ate on average 9 crackers.
I can see why kids might not really care whether a food is good for them. That might not convince them whether or not to eat something. But I guess I find it strange that saying a food is healthy actively deters them from eating it. What are your theories about why this is the way it is?
So what we think that's going on is that children think that food cannot have more than one goal. So if I tell them that the food is good for them, the food is healthy for them, they conclude, okay, the food cannot be also good for my taste goal, meaning it's not also tasty. Therefore, they eat less. Now, I want to add that we didn't use just health goals in our studies. We also used, if you want to say, academic goals. In some of the cases, we told the kids, Tara from the story thinks that the carrots will help her know how to count, or the carrots will help her know how to read. We told them that's what the girl in the story thinks.
Sure, brain food.
Yes, and we still find the same effect. Whenever we tell the food serves a certain goal, kids eat about half the amount compared to when we say nothing about the food, no goal that it represents.
Do you think that a 3- to 5-year-old even understands the concept of health then?
Yes, I think so. So we did one pretest in this project where we asked kids what they think healthy eating means. About half of them say it indeed means, you know, being strong and good for me, gives me energy. About, I think, 25% of them or so said they're eating your vegetables. And the rest, again, about 25% or so gave just unrelated answers, such as eating soup or eating breakfast, and some just didn't have an answer. But for the most part, most of them know what healthy eating means, and they give theories that are consistent with what we think healthy is. Good for you, makes you strong, helps you grow, and eating your vegetables.
What is the best approach then for trying to get kids to eat foods like their vegetables?
I would just suggest serve them the food without any sales speech, without trying to convince them why they should eat the food. Just sell the food and, you know, hope they're going to eat it.
And if they don't?
If they don't, just try again. I know that it's very tempting to keep convincing the kids. I do it myself, and my husband is like, Michal, you should know better. This is your research. I know how tempting it is. But if you believe the results we have across 5 experiments with almost 300 children, it seems that just serving the food repeatedly should yield better results than trying to convince the kids to eat the food.
Now, what about incentivizing a child to eat, you know, something that you want them to eat in order to, say, get dessert or get the tastier part of the meal? So if I said, if you eat your broccoli, you can have some ice cream after dinner. Any thoughts about that?
So this is not something we tested. This was something they tested in other research papers. And from my reading of the literature, these strategies also fail.
Ugh.
If you make the food a contingency to receive a future reward, just like you said, if you eat your broccoli, you get dessert. Kids like the broccoli less.
Oh, man, this is like no way to win.
Well, just serving the food, being a role model. There's also research talking about being role model. If the kids see you, the parent, the caregiver, eat his vegetables and the healthier food, this plays a big role in what they eat.
Well, Michal Maimaran, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much, Taylor.
Michal Maimaran is an assistant professor of marketing at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. You can read more about her research at wordofmouthradio.org.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I